Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Guys at Gustin's in Akron. We got a full bar, man, on a Thursday. Nobody's working today. Everybody says they got that dreaded sales call and, hey, Hira or something. They're full of baloney. Abe Gordon is filling in for Carl today. Just out in the parking lot talking to some car guys, looking at a souped-up GTR. Got about 1,400 horsepower on that sucker, Abe. That's what I need, another super speed.
That thing got a Hemi?
No, man, great car culture up here. A lot of dudes and some new fans coming out as well. So come by and join us. A short show today, just on till 4. And then it's going to be Falcons pregame, Wade Ford tailgate. Miller Lite is sponsoring. We got Miller Lite swag, all sorts of goodies. Get yourself an ice-cold Miller Lite here at Gustin's. Couple guys hitting us up on the text line in lieu of our final comment before the commercial break about, you know, what's going on with the Braves. And a lot of guys agreeing with me there, Abe, that they'd prefer to see consistent heat as a closer, especially when the guy's got 40 and he's pretty good at it. I know he's older, so is Iglesias. And let Iglesias be the setup man with his mixed bag of stuff. I mean, I know that good, hard-throwing closers, they don't grow on trees. And even guys like Heater have bad runs, et cetera.
Right.
And just because you're throwing 100 miles an hour doesn't mean you're going to be better than a guy who's mixing up speeds and location and throwing breaking balls. But it's just something about, as a Braves fan, and this is something we've had to deal going all the way back to the World Series and years before, we haven't had that dog since Craig Kimbrell, the guy that you actually feel is like in his prime that you felt was bulletproof coming out of the pen.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and we see it with a lot of different sports teams here in Atlanta. Just don't be stubborn. Don't fall victim to loyalty. If Iglesias needs to be bounced down to the setup role, then it has to happen.
Right.
I'm fine giving Iglesias the start as closer. If it is not working over a multiple game stretch, make the moves you need to. Don't fall victim to loyalty and stubbornness and cost this team games.
Right.
That's all. And I think that's where you are too. If it works the way it works, great. If it starts not working, be willing to adjust.
Right. Is it Biff Pogge is the new?
Pogge, yeah.
Pogge, two Gs. They found Day-Day. I was joking around with Day-Day before the break. They found some of the most unflattering shots, Day-Day, of the Michigan assistant coach who's now taking over that Sherrone Moore has been fired.
Yeah.
Dismissed with cause. I mean, it's you know what he looks like? He looks like Meatloaf in Fight Club. Remember when he had like the man boobs? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, look.
I mean, like, we all could lose some weight. I'm just saying. It looks unhealthy.
How long are they supposed to go trying to sort through flattering pictures?
Well, I'm just saying.
We ain't got time.
Hey, man, I know he's a coach, not a player, but there could be a sports bra endorsement in his future.
You remember when Bob Wiley, I think that was his name, was the assistant coach for the Browns? They were on
yes.
Hard Knock. He did the Seth Hutt, and you
right.
see his body
yes.
interact in that manner. you're not going to find that many flattering pictures of that guy the same way you're not going to find many flattering pictures
of
this guy.
No, it's like years ago when I got in trouble on social media, they found the most unflattering photos I posted on Twitter. At the time, I was shaving my head. They got me at the Final Four. I'm behind the basket in Indianapolis, and I literally, like, look at that guy. He looks like a sexist pig meathead. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that was the worst possible picture if you weren't going to judge a book by its cover to use.
Well, what do you want them to do?
Well, I mean, they're working.
Hey, Mike, we'd like to publish this article about you. Would you please send us your finest headshot?
I mean, but there were better. The point is, they had about 25 better pictures to use.
Just go to the 92.9 Game website.
Media.
You know what I mean?
Right, but that was not going to be the case. Either way, Biff Poggi, he's the Michigan interim coach, and everybody I was talking to the guys here at the bar. Is DeBoer a legit thing, or is that just the first name that all the media run to?
There was this mindset that some people, I don't know if you believe it.
Dave, by the way, Dave, you're too close to it.
I certainly
You're like Adam Schefter. You're too close to it.
I don't believe this. Do you believe the reports that if Alabama did not make the playoffs, that DeBoer was going to be offered the Penn State job?
I don't know.
Because I don't buy that.
I mean,
I just don't buy that Alabama is.
You beat Kirby Smart 2 out of 3 games. I think you're pretty good at your job. You know, the problem is they just had the first year. The story, remember, who was it? We had, Day-Day, remind me from SEC Media Days, from Jocks in Birmingham. Who we have on the show?
Cole Kublik.
Cole Kublik was saying that DeBoer was probably too loose with the reins the first year, and the Saban guys, who were obviously elite players,
right.
They were the holdovers. They were like, ha-ha. It's like when you're a kid. Substitute teachers here. And the discipline fell off, and he didn't want to crack the whip to it. Then he comes back, and this year it's a totally different approach.
Let me give you an argument for DeBoer leaving. I don't know if I buy this entirely, but it'd be an argument and maybe something he considers. He continues to be on the hot seat in Alabama.
Well, he's never going to be safe.
I know, right.
So you're never going to satisfy everybody over
at
there.
At Michigan, you could probably make a similar salary, if not more, because of the situation they find themselves in needing to be a head coach. You're somewhat rescuing a program that's in an iffy situation right now. And I think you could be viewed at as mildly somewhat of a savior by rescuing that program in this moment as compared to what you are at Alabama, right. Which is never Saban.
Right. And the thing is, Michigan, people don't remember, and it's kind of like selective amnesia. They're ready to run Harbaugh out of town. They were begging Harbaugh to take a pro job. And all of a sudden, I mean, like, I don't know how much you make of the cheating thing. I think coaches are always looking for an edge. You wouldn't go through, like, Belichick with the Spygate. If there's an edge to be got, you're going for it. So they weren't doing this for blanks and giggles, you know, when they had the guy, Connor Stallions, out there, you know, trying to get videotape the other team's signals. So it's tainted to everybody else outside, you know, Michigan. Michigan fans don't give a crap. They're not giving it back. But that team was this close to firing Harbaugh. They were trying to get the boosters to pony up to get the buyout. And then he wins the natty. Then obviously Sherrone Moore, you know, a good assistant, but he's not Jim Harbaugh, and now it ends in disgrace. So, yeah, you come in there as you're DeBoer, you're Superman. You step foot on that campus, you're like you're coming to the rescue.
I'll be honest. I never liked the Sherrone Moore hire for the same reason I'm not in love with the Pete Golding hire at Ole Miss. It's just not inspired. It wasn't a real search. They just kind of handed a guy that they deemed was the guy in waiting, if you will, unofficially, the job. And
The only place that works is the pros. If you've got that thing on track, like when Bill Walsh stepped away and George Seifert took over, because in the NFL you got contracts and guys are there, and you've already built the machine. It rarely, to your point, it doesn't. When Bill Stewart got the job at West Virginia, right? Remember he filled in when Rich Rodriguez left.
Yeah, well,
and it just didn't work.
I think it works
because you're always prisoner of the moment when they win the bowl.
I think it works when it's officially set up, right? Like Coach K handpicked, and they had a timeline for when Coach K was going to leave and hand things over to Shire. And he seems to have that program still.
Yeah,
rolling.
But the Will Muschamp in Texas was a joke.
Right.
Behind Coach Mack. And eventually he goes to Florida and the rest is history there.
Yeah.
But no, talking about coaches, Day-Day's got it in our notes today on Dukes of Bell. We're live at Gustin's, guys, here in Acworth with Miller Lite. Chip Kelly reportedly has interviewed with Brent Key and Georgia Tech. I got no problem. Chip Kelly is an OC. No problem. The only problem is probably have for 1 year if he's really good at it.
Potentially, and that's something to consider. I think everyone's gotten down on Chip Kelly, and obviously it didn't work this year with the Raiders in the NFL. And people look at him and say, boy, the last time he was running a program in college football, blah, 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 blah. Do you guys forget he was the OC for the championship season for Ohio State a year ago?
Right.
I mean, he most recently won – a college football title right. as an offensive coordinator.
Now, right, and who cares? Like he built some of the – he was part of that Oregon growth.
Yeah.
Didn't get across the finish line for a natty. UCLA, I don't think anybody's going to be successful at UCLA.
A lot of people thought the game had kind of moved past what was innovative for him. But I thought his year at Ohio State felt different.
When he went to Philadelphia, he pissed off the Eagles players
because
he wanted to get them in shape. Everybody had to get in shape, and they were up-tempo, and that obviously burned out up there too. But just as an OC, it's like Florida State with Malzahn. It is what it is. You got to get the right QB to run it. But in this case,
right.
Kelly, I mean, does it fit what Brent's trying to do? I think he can marry his system to what Tech's doing.
Well, the other thing is I actually think this goes the other way. I don't think Chip Kelly is interested in leaving quickly for a head coaching job. I think it's become very clear from when he took the OC job at Ohio State to when he took the OC job with the Raiders. He's not looking for another head coaching gig. So it actually might put you in a situation where maybe he leaves for another OC job. I don't think he wants to head coach again because of what coaching in college now requires, that he might be OC for a number of years.
It is our man Abe Gordon filling in for Carl today. Tomorrow, a very special Dukes and Bell. We're putting the band back together. Another legacy from 790. Dave Archer and I are going to be doing the show down in College Park at the arena, right, where the Skyhawks play. Is that the Gateway?
Gateway.
Well, so we'll be doing the show. It's before Skyhawks are in action. Dave Archer and I, so we'll get Dave's reaction to the call. And him and Wes are on it tonight. And what goes down in Tampa, we're still just a 4.5-point dog. That's a crazy low number. That is a crazy low number for a team that has lost 7 of 8, doesn't have our second best offensive piece in Drake London, and they're getting Mike Evans back along with their receiver core. It's a crazy number, man.
Do you ever look at a number, and maybe it's your team, maybe it's another team, and kind of gain confidence because you feel the odds makers are normally of knowing? Do you ever look at a number and be like, boy, they seem to think we're going to be competitive. Maybe I should too.
I don't know about you guys, if you have a rule. I mean, if you want to make some money, who gives a flip? I would have bet against Florida State every single game this year. And I would have lost certainly against Alabama.
Sure.
But starting with Virginia down the stretch, some of these numbers, because you're right, Vegas is just trying to get that 50-50 action to cover the house so the house doesn't get murdered one side or the other. But they throw some numbers at you. The casual fan, that's why Georgia Tech was a good buy at times this year, because nobody knows Georgia Tech outside of Atlanta. They're not a brand yet. Brent's trying to change that. Falcons never get any action because nobody cares about us outside of 285. That's the problem. That's why with Vegas, we never get any juice. But this one, that's why I'm asking. This number is confusing. It should be 6.5 or 7 for the Bucs right now.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Especially,
but you said it. They're looking at that Saints loss and getting the overreaction from the betting public. I'm telling you, the Sharps are on the Bucs tonight.
Yeah, this to me feels like a Bucs team.
It's up to 5.5. From my lips to some bookie's ears, it's just going up to 5.5.
I know Baker Mayfield has said he wakes up sometimes feeling dangerous, and this feels like a Bucs team that should feel dangerous. Their backs are against the wall right now. The Panthers are breathing down their neck, and they need to right their ship. Bucs, they have an actual boat that they try. Anyways, it feels like a team that is ready to fight.
By the way, if you ever go to a Bucs game, do not stand near the pirate ship.
It is so loud.
I mean, you think you're on the USS Iowa when they pop those cannons? When Decker goes, fire the cannons! I mean, we were there pregame last year for the Falcons game, and I'm like, they basically fire the cannon, let you know it's an hour before kickoff. And I'm like it's like that scene in Saving Private Ryan on the beach where nobody can hear. Like, everyone's like, whoa!
Well, and the other thing about it is, you know it's coming, and the first time, you're still not prepared for it. I covered the Bucs for 2 years. I went to every home game for the Buccaneers when I was starting my radio career. And you're just never prepared for how loud it is the first time that day. You get used to it over the course of that day, and then the next week comes, and you always forget how loud it is, and it's a real problem. It startles you.
Hey, man, Michael Penix Jr., for guys looking for a reference point, if you feel like betting the Falcons, now up to 5.5, might be 6 by kick. Penix threw for 298 yards and a touchdown. Bijan, 100 yards receiving, but only held to 24 yards rushing. You mentioned Vita Vea and the guys clogging up the middle. Mm. They've been more banged up on defense. They went. Was it Jason Pierre-Paul who they bring back?
Yeah.
Jason Pierre-Paul and his hamburger helper glove they brought back because they're just not generating pass rush. So remember, Kirk Cousins' two best games last year, the comfort behind victory on Thursday night and the win down in Tampa where they had the Bucky Irving fumble. Remember where, boom, we had Jesse Bates punch the ball out. That's also the game. Remember, Abe, A.J. Terrell makes that great diving stab right on the goal line for the pick?
Yeah.
That was one of the best games of the year. I was sitting right behind a bench on that one. But getting back to week one this year, that's the game where Koo can't hit the field goal.
That's right.
to send us to overtime.
Yeah, Bijan had 6 catches for 100 yards, as you mentioned. Pitts had 7 for 59. Bijan did have the receiving touchdown.
Remember, Bijan starts the game with a score.
Your next 4 receivers in that game. Drake London, out. Ray-Ray McLeod, 3 for 51, gone. Casey Washington, 3 catches, injured. Kadarrell Hodge had a target, no catches. So everyone of record on this stat sheet besides Bijan and Kyle Pitts are gone for you.
Right.
That's a concern. Only 1 sack in that game. You have really ramped up your sack totals since the early portion of the season. Kind of hoping we maybe get the feel of that a little bit. You certainly know Baker. He can scramble, and he's been a problem. We just saw Sam Darnold beat you with his legs a couple of times, but hopefully a little more pressure than you had in week 1 can maybe turn the tables. But, yeah. Do you remember week 1, Mike?
Yes,
when
I remember.
It all felt like
I remember week 1. I remember week 1 like it was yesterday.
Back when we felt there was a chance,
yeah.
And you kind of wrote this off as, well, Kuhn missed the field goal, and we're all upset. But, man, you went toe-to-toe with the Bucks, who were going to win
right,
this division.
But the Carolina game, that was one you can't let happen. I know that the old excuse is every good football team has a loss like that in Carolina. Then we went and stacked about 5 losses like that.
A couple more.
You know, I mean, this team, and I know I apologize. I know it's a cliche, but it is true. Bill Parcells' adage, your record says you are what you are. We're a poorly coached football team with great individual stars who are incapable of playing for 4 quarters. That's why we are what we are. And we don't have a quarterback right now because Cousins just hasn't been that dude. I mean, Kirk could come to the rescue. Kyle Pitts can come to the rescue. But, I mean, by this point, it's not happening. When you've seen it, you know where it's going. It's not happening.
When we play these short week games, do you ever is that an advantage to the lesser than team? Does it bring the teams closer? Do you ever feel that way?
Thursday night games, you could argue that the NFL, when they talk about player safety and concussions, it's the biggest joke because by now half the teams are walking wounded. You're turning it around. It's not really safe. I know fans don't give a crap. They want their Thursday night football. But, I mean, so many guys are banged up. Sometimes you see teams get blown out. That's why so many of those early Amazon games, remember, were so tough. Schedule is certainly, you know, difficult as we get the Rams after this. This is why we had to make hay against what we perceived were the teams that were struggling.
That's right.
The Dolphins have since turned it around. Carolina's turned it around. The Saints have some juice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, somebody's always rising or falling. Unfortunately, we're going, you know which way we're going.
Honestly, I look at that win over the Saints now as an upset.
You think about it.
That's where
Kirk Cousins was there. It's frustrating, guys. And yes, I do remember. We'll come back, guys. We'll take a look at what's going around the NFL. Big injury in Pittsburgh on the defense. Ooh. We'll tell you more about that. And then Day-Day and I will mash up Yeah Man, No Man with some Hey Man and some Guy Talk. It's all coming up. We're live at, by the way, Miller Lights on Specials. We're at Gustin's in Ackworth here on 41. We got a full bar. What did Judge Smale say? Don't you people have homes? Come join the party.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.